Welcome to Reality Creator Radio. I'm Hermes, and today we're going to talk about the non-physical healers, the Oelipe, the Arana, and the Aragoth. The healing section in the website itself gets quite a lot of activity, but specifically the articles dealing with these non-physical healers seems to draw a good number of attention. So let's explore these guys a little bit more, as my written information on them is a bit limited at this time. I like these non-physical healers. They're probably the most convenient reality-creating and helpful reality-creating tool that I've come across over the years. Let's face it, everyone has a need of healing, self-healing for the self, and then, of course, if you want to venture out, healing other people too. And it's kind of nice to know that you can call on these higher power healers to come in and help you with stuff that you're not capable of doing on your own. And these are the guys to call in when you need some healing, or just even minor healing. I use them all the time for myself and for others. But anyway, there are three levels of these healers, and each healer deals with a different aspect of human nature. The Oelipe is the cut and paste guys. These are the guys that come in and they will mend bone, fix muscle, wounds, illness like the cold or infections, things dealing with the body directly, as far as on a very gross level. That's the Oelipe. They're very good at what they do, and they can just about fix anything that you can think of. The Arana deal with the next level of the body, the DNA level of the body, the chemistry of the body, the blood cells of the body, the brain energy of the body, the neurological part of the body. These are the guys that work on the body and its underlying processes, things that keep the body going, things that keep the organs alive and running. That is the what the RNR deal with. And typically you will bounce back and forth between using the Oelipe and the RNR together in a typical healing, because they're going to be things that they're going to have to get fixed on both levels of reality. And so the Oelipe may come in and be mending bone, and then you may want to call the RNR in there to come in and maybe fix the bone marrow or the chemistry of the blood in that area, or reroute the energy on a very fine level. They're good for cancer. You can call them in for cancer work, because the Oelipe can help clear up the cancer, but there's always an underlying reason in the body for cancer, and it's the RNA that can come in and correct the reasons that the cancer is actually propagating. The last level healer are the Aragoth. Now, the Aragoth are the karma healers. Now, they don't deal with the body at all. They deal with the patient's or your karma. You must realize that some illnesses are created due to the karma you create in your life. Be it good or be it negative, this energy comes back to you and has an effect on your physical body at times. And it's the karma healers that can change this energy. They can remove it and from your life so that it no longer will influence you. The trick with the karma healers, though, is that in order to make any kind of healing that the karma healers do permanent, you have to have learned the lesson that that particular karma was teaching you. If you haven't learned the lesson, then whatever the karma healers do, you're just going to create the karma back into your life again, and that condition, or though the conditions that the karma is causing, will again resurface. And so it's very important to work also on the inner issues that create these things. But what the karma is, the Aragoth are great for, is what I can call miraculous instant healings. Because what happens when the karma is lifted from an individual, the body now instantly returns to its perfected state. And it's in these healings that you see these miracle cures. Long-term-wise, whether these cures remain, like I said, has to do with whether the person has actually learned from the experience or not. And not all illnesses can be addressed by the Aragath because they're not karmically related. They can only handle illnesses that are directly related to a person's karma. But with all three healers together, you have a very wide range of, I would say, tools or specializations in order to use on yourself or your patients for healing, because each healer deals with a different level of reality within the body. And these guys are just top-notch, and they are always there waiting for you to help you. They want to help. They only require you to call them in, like I explained in my articles, by saying their name. And then they come in and do the work. Healing with these healers is a little different than a standard energy healing, because you are kind of like in a channeling mode when these healers are working through you. You become a conduit for them, and they're doing the work. Normal energy healing, you're doing the work and moving the energy around. But when you go into advanced healing using these guys, you become less of a participant and more of just the instrument through which they do the work. And it doesn't mean you don't learn stuff from it, because they teach you a tremendous amount of stuff on the body and how it works while you're helping them assist with the healing. So there's a definitely great learning exchange going on there. And at the same time, you're getting some great healing work. One of the things that questions that I get asked a lot is, how do I start with these healers? How do I begin the process of working with them? Well, the easiest way is to start working on yourself with them. I find that's the best way. And as a healer, if you're planning on doing healing work for other people, you need to start with yourself anyway, because you can't heal people unless you yourself are healed. So if you're a mess, there's no way you're going to be able to channel the energies necessary, much less the Oelepe, RNR, and the Aragath, to heal others if you yourself are in poor condition. So first, you want to heal yourself. So I would say start with the Oelepe and call them in to repair small things in your body, stuff that's been nagging you for a long time. But on a gross level, whatever it is, that knee that hurts all the time, or that elbow that's a little creaky at times, call them in to do some work on that and work with that particular thing. And as that starts to clear up, then work on them with something else. And then when you get really comfortable with working with the Oelepe, start to call in the RNR and have them adjust some of your energy systems within your body, or your chemistry within your body. Everybody has not everybody has chemistry problems, but a lot of people have vitamin deficiencies and things like that. And RNR can help to bring about bodily balance within yourself and your body. So then start working with the RNR and the Oelepe, and you want to bounce back together. And then the Aragath are the last guys that you really want to start working with, and that's because you're really not going to know what to bring these guys in. These karma issues, usually what happens is, if you don't have any luck with the Oelepe and the RNR healers, it's usually some kind of a karmic issue. And then it's time to call in the Aragath. So you're really not going to be able to say, oh, this is a karmic issue, I'm going to jump straight to the Aragath surgeons. You're going to have to work with the first two, have them clear up what they can, And then if you're still hitting stumbling blocks, then you want to call in the Aragoth and see if they can clear up the last of the blockages by removing the karma that might be around the illness. Well, that finishes up our 10-minute block here on the Arana OLAP and Aragoth healers. I hope I've helped you, and perhaps we'll do some more in the future. Take care, have a nice day, and keep up with the good healings.